Thank you, Pascal. At the end of October, I was given the task of chairing the negotiations on trade and environment, for which I am grateful to all delegations here. I look forward to working with all of them to help fulfill the objectives set for those negotiations. Since being given this task, I've held a number of bilateral but not exhaustive consultations with a number of delegations. Naturally, I remain open to meeting any delegation that has not so far taken part in these consultations and wishes to do so. In my consultations, no delegation has denied that the topic of environmental protection is a very special one in the overall Doha mandate, and that sustainable development is a core element in the wider governmental agenda of members. However, I also observe a paradox between the efforts governments are making to reduce the environmental impact of economic activity on the one hand, and the apparent reluctance to proceed with the mandate to remove barriers to trade on environmental goods on the other. In the face of the pressing environmental challenges that the world is confronted with, it is clearly in everyone's interest to make sure the environmental chapter of the Doha negotiations is successfully concluded. Since the April 2011 TNC report, I gather that not much work has been carried out by this group, despite my predecessor's earnest attempts to reach out to delegations. During my consultations, we focused mainly on the environmental goods part of the negotiations. Indeed, from my reading of the April 2011 TNC report, and as confirmed by several delegations, it seems that good progress has already been made on the two negotiating items that relate to the relationship between MEAs and the WTO. In these interactions with delegations, I noted that on the whole, they were not opposed to resuming some work on environmental goods. They generally expressed their readiness to help me explore ways to do so. For instance, there was general support for some technical work drawing on experts' knowledge in order to further our understanding of the complex nature of rapidly evolving technologies. Technical work that should preferably be driven by delegations is also needed so that we can begin to come to grips with the challenges related to the mandate on NTBs and the development aspects, including meaningful capacity building. This would allow us to move the discussion beyond what some perceive purely as tariff reduction and have a structured debate on these other important aspects. I intend to continue discussions with interested delegations, and there appears to be a large number of them, in small groups as well as bilaterally. In fact, I was given to understand that a number of delegations are already spending time on this area, including by meeting informally in various small groups. I would encourage those delegations to pool their resources and come forward with ideas to the extent possible. Delegations will be given the opportunity to clarify their positions. I'm looking for pragmatic and concrete ways to move forward based on specific ideas that may emerge in the course of these consultations. Therefore, my job in the coming weeks and months as facilitator will be to allow delegations to bring up specific suggestions that contribute to moving the process forward towards a positive outcome. It is important to avoid a rerun of past discussions of well-known positions and approaches, and I would like to emphasize that delegations should make every effort to focus on the elements in these positions that can be used to move the work forward. Also, as you are aware, a significant number of our members have recently been involved in an important initiative outside the WTO in opening markets in environmental goods. That again underlines the importance of this area. It also tells me that sitting back and not doing at least some substantive work in the WTO on environmental goods is not an option. All these different elements show that we need to actively and collectively look into ways to move the work forward. Once I have a good overview in January of what this group is ready to do, I will meet with delegations in a larger group and report back to them. Thank you, Pascal.